In this bulletin, supporters of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange disappointed over a setback in his extradition case. US President Donald Trump says he's optimistic the US will produce a vaccine in record time. And in tennis, four-time US Open champion John McEnroe says he believes Novak Djokovic's disqualification will have a lasting impact. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. A British judge has rejected a request by lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to delay his extradition hearing until next year, to give his lawyers more time to respond to United States allegations that he conspired with hackers to obtain classified information. Mr. Assange could receive a maximum sentence of 175 years in prison based on the 18 espionage and computer misuse charges filed against him. The charges relate to WikiLeaks' publication of secret US military documents a decade ago. The director of Reporters Without Borders UK, Rebecca Vincent, says she's disappointed with the judge's decision.
We were concerned by the judge's decision not to grant the adjournment request. The defence has made it clear that they have not had time to adequately consult with and prepare with their client and prepare for this case. We're very concerned that Mr. Assange himself has still not apparently had access to in Belmarsh prison the entire new extradition request. So this is just one in the, a long line of irregularities and due process violations that we have monitored in this case.
The case is due to run until early October. President Donald Trump says a US-made vaccine against the coronavirus may be ready by October this year. Some vaccines have entered late-stage trials in the US, including one developed by biotech company Moderna. Mr. Trump rejected safety concerns expressed by Democrats who have accused the Trump administration of pressuring health officials to approve a COVID-19 vaccine before November's presidential election. Mr. Trump says his administration is on track to produce a vaccine in record time.
I said that vaccines will be on the market before the end of the year, but they may even be on the market, they may even be developed and fully developed, tested, everything else. You know, we have 30,000 people in just one vaccine right now under test in very, very highly infected areas. So we're going to be able to get a good result one way or the other very soon.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there are no guarantees, but he's hopeful Australians could start receiving coronavirus vaccinations as early as January after signing two deals. The agreements would allow free doses to be rolled out in 2021 if they were approved by the medical experts for use. One vaccine is from Oxford University and pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca, while the other is from the University of Queensland and CSL. Under the $1.7 billion plan, some 84.8 million vaccine doses would be manufactured. Delhi Metro Trains has resumed operations after 5 months as India's coronavirus cases surged to 4.2 million, the second highest confirmed total in the world. Only asymptomatic people were allowed to board the trains, with masks, social distancing and temperature checks mandatory. A.K. Garg, Operations Director for Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, says it was the right decision to restart metro services that transport 2.6 million people every day.
We have made all arrangements to make the travel absolutely safe, and it is right decision that now the metro services have been introduced. People were people were waiting for the metro to start because the metro is the lifeline of Delhi today.
And in sport, American tennis seven-time Grand Slam champion John McEnroe says Novak Djokovic will have to get used to being the bad guy after his disqualification from the US Open for striking a line judge with a ball. In a statement, the 33-year-old Serbian apologised, vowing to learn valuable lessons that will aid his growth and evolution as a player and human being. Speaking on ESPN, McEnroe, who was famous for his on-court outbursts, says he believes Djokovic's reputation has been tarnished.
It's amazing how frustrated he's been ever since he's gotten back here and the difficulties he's gone through, that he finally gets his game in order. He's playing unbelievable tennis the other night. And then he pulls this. The pressure just got to him, I think. I think a lot's been going on off the court. It's obviously affected him. And now he's like, whether he likes it or not, he's going to be the bad guy the rest of his career.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 20. Adelaide, similar conditions 19. Melbourne, shower 2 with wind easing 20. Hobart, showers 17. Canberra, mostly sunny 21. Wollongong, similar conditions 23. Sydney, much the same 24. Newcastle, sunny 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy 23. Cairns, shower 2, 28, and Darwin, sunny 36. This is SBS News.